just try and make yourself look cute for the mic. He tried to look presentable for the mic.
It's a mic thing. No one's gonna see
that. Yeah, you really did. You were like, you literally, that's what you did.
I was preparing myself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you tried to look cute for the mic.
Oh, okay. Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Holy shit.
All right. No. So, you sing for them. Is it going to pick up?
Well, mostly, That mic's pretty sharp. My one's the only one where you need to be like, kind of close.
Why
to
your legs open like a man?
Well, fuck you. I can open my legs as wide as I want and to whoever I want. Okay. Okay.
Andrew.
All right, people. So, you ready?
Yes, we've been ready, bitch.
All right. So, this is how the podcast works. This is a skate podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording. Okay. All right. So, the podcast breaks down as three things. So, we're going to go quick escapes, top/epic escapes, and then we'll do some failed ones.
Okay.
All right, just to end it all off. All right, so I'm going to read some titles for Quick Escapes.
Okay.
Whichever one seems pretty hilarious to you
okay.
or interesting, let me know and then I'll read that one out.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
How many are you reading? Three?
No, there's quite a few.
Okay.
I like to give options.
Cool.
That gives a bit of range. Mm-hmm.
All right,
so.
I like range.
First one, Castle Escape.
What?
Castle.
Pay attention,
bitch.
Next one.
Do you want to agree on one?
What?
Should we agree on one?
Okay, yeah, sure. We can do that.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's very different. What'd you call it?
I don't know.
This is a smooth jazz radio. Smooth jazz? I've always wanted to say that, all right?
She's fucking up the podcast.
Jesus Christ.
Smooth jazz. Smooth. Jazz.
All right, next one.
All right, go on.
Is Jasmine Blocks Escape. Now, I'm going to preface that one. This one's a bit emotional.
Like Blocks as in the state.
That's her last name, Blocks.
Okay.
Blocks.
Yeah.
Like attack the block.
I think
estate Blocks.
No, that's her last name.
That's whose last name?
Jessica Blocks.
No. Jasmine.
All right. Jasmine. Okay.
Yeah, Jasmine Blocks Escape.
Oh, okay.
I'm confused. What is this about?
No, the name is just there. Like, whichever one seems more interesting to you, I'll read that escape how.
Okay.
Basically. Okay. All right, next one is, this one's got your name in it. Jordan Desmond Escape.
Let's go for that one.
Are you sure you're going to go for that one? The next one's called Prison Break Times 1,000.
Oh, that's lit. I like Prison Break when I was
little. I think I like that one.
Why did you do a reboot? I didn't see the reboot.
Oh, I did. It wasn't all that.
Really?
I thought she asked me why didn't I?
Yo, that nigga was fine. Oh my god. I remember like 8 year old me throbbing. Jesus.
Hallelujah. 8 year old was throbbing.
Relax.
What's throbbing? What?
What? Between your legs or your ovaries are going off?
Bitch. All right. My ovaries.
That's disgusting.
Your 8-year-old ovaries are throbbing.
Disgusting.
My hairline.
See, he can never dry me. I just go for the hairline.
What's going on? Is that what you want to do, rag?
No. His hair is lit. His hair is actually.
So why you want to do rag?
Because he's Jamaican. That's why.
Jesus Christ! Look at that.
No, but have you seen that line across his face though?
Was it there?
Yeah.
See what I mean? It's good for me to go off. You ready?
Yeah. Your hair's lit though. Your hair looks just flatten that bit out.
Yeah, just flatten it.
Yeah, it's lit, yeah.
So
you ready now? Fucking hell.
Prison Break.
Right. Are you sure you don't want to hear the rest?
You're looking good for the mic. Told you.
Are you sure you don't want to hear the rest? There's a few more.
All right,
go on.
You need it. Alright, cool. Next one is Weight Loss Killer Liverpool Escape.
No.
The Whiskey Robber Escape.
No.
19-year-old breaks out of prison escape.
That's dead.
We out, now we back in escape.
Ooh. Is that like a gay?
DJ Khaled?
Did you say, wait, what, gay?
Never mind, I thought like a in the closet, out the closet
type of thing. We out and then we back in.
Yeah.
Like we come out of prison, then we come back into prison. That's a bit dead. Sure? I think we should go for the prison one.
Okay.
They're all kind of interesting. Which one do you want to go for?
We just said the prison one. Right, I beg.
So the prison break 1,000, yeah?
Yes, yeah. Please.
All right. All right. This one's a bit insane. Mm-hmm. All right, so. This guy, yeah? Mm-hmm. He's from, I think, Belgium.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so from 1989 to about 2004, he escaped from prisons 22 times.
Okay.
All right, so. I'm literally going, like, he started back when he was. What?
I'm waiting for the beat to drop.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for the beat to drop.
What's going on?
I'm waiting for the beat to drop. What? Go on, my brother. Go on, my brother. Go on, my brother.
All right, listen. He started back when he was 13.
Okay.
All right? So I'm going to list all his escapes for you.
Oh, my God. How long is this going to take?
Like a play or something for us. Like a presentation.
Yeah. And
so how's people listening going to know about a presentation?
We're visual people.
You're visual people. This is an audio.
Oh,
an
right.
audio thing. Yeah. You can't be doing visual.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so with everyone listening, this is Exhibit A on the TV. I'm sure you can see it.
Yeah, go on.
Oh gosh, okay.
Do you know what? I'm gonna do it. Nah, just talk. You'll hear you. That's fine. It picks you both up.
Right. You can't be touching white people's shit.
Because obviously
you can break. Stop. White stop it. Breaks you. You can't afford this. You don't know what
You don't say road. You say road.
Oh yeah, my God! You remember the that Polish accent, fam. That Polish accent, bro. Like they talk like this. They talk like vampires. Like they talk like they're going to like violate you. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm so baffled
you,
right now.
You don't understand. You understand if my boom blah blah so that. You get what I mean?
What the fuck's going on right now?
I don't know. Like, you just... I know that was a bit Italian.
I want to suck your blood. Wow.
Yeah, like that. Yeah.
Nolly, yeah. I want to suck your pussy.
That's that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. The clitoris. Like that. Yes. It's very sexy. I think it's very beautiful.
Very sweet.
Very beautiful.
It's dark, like night.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's it. Yeah.
Your skin is brown.
It's like, beautiful. It's luminous.
Like oak wood furniture.
Jesus Christ. Is that how you pick up girls?
I'm exiting. I'm going, oh my God. Now how can you compare me to oak wood? Oh, Jesus. All right, I'm back. Yeah, no. I'm good. What were you talking about? What was going on? Something about escapes. Mm. Boom, go on.
Do you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna jump you forward because, like, it's gonna be a lot of detours. I'm gonna have to jump you forward because it's gonna be a lot of detours with this one.
Okay,
I'm gonna jump you straight to the main one.
Go on.
All right, this one I think probably speak to you guys a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this one's called Mum's Love Escape.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the name fool you. It's pretty crazy.
Okay, yeah.
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 Alright, you ready?
go ahead, babe.
Alright, so there's a guy called Jay Singler.
Mm-hmm.
Singler.
Yeah.
He's an American dude. He's in prison
mm-hmm.
for 20 years for armed robbery.
Mm-hmm.
Right? As everything's done, he gives like an account of his normal day routines in prison. So I'm gonna tell you his normal routine.
Is it me or did Andrew's head get round? That's what I'm thinking about. I'm listening to what you're saying, but like all I can think about, bruh, your head looks round as fuck.
Probably.
And he looks more geeky. More like a nerd.
He looks the same to me.
What does that even mean? I look more like a nerd.
Look to the side. Oh god.
For fuck's sake.
Remember that time the group chat when he was oblivious that the back of his head was flat. He was just like, how's my head? My head's not flat. Oh God, I'm sorry.
Right. You guys done?
Yeah.
She's making me laugh.
You done.
I'm trying to listen. to Jay Singh.
Alright, so
singer.
Is he Indian?
He's what? White. Oh, it's Jay.
Jay Singh.
He's a singler.
Oh.
Alright, so here's the breakdown. Pay specific attention to the time codes as well. Alright. So 11:28 AM.
Mm-hmm.
He walks off threats of anal fucking. So at 11:28 AM. Listen.
What?
This is what I'm saying. I think you guys would like this song pretty much.
Hold on, I was.
Go on.
I thought you meant like.
There is no fucking man.
I thought you meant prison escapes. Like.
Yeah, no. Nah, this is the pre to that. Like this so is so
it's
funny.
It's a build up to this.
It's a build to that. Right. But this is so insane. I could not keep
this
it
man,
out of it.
This man is having adventures, bro.
Assist, he fucks for his freedom.
No.
Or he just got caught slipping.
No.
Basically, he dropped the soap.
Nah.
Ooh.
So what happened?
Yo, okay. I'm thinking about Boondocks now.
Nah, it ain't nothing like that.
Remember that nigga in Boondocks? The dark skinned nigga. That's I'm gonna find ya.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna find ya. And like, who is this? Like, I'm gonna have sex with you.
Nah, ain't that. You know, sex.
What did he used to say? I know he said, I'm gonna find ya. I'm gonna have ya.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
You can cry. You can scream. But it is happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to fuck you.
Yeah, basically.
Like, you literally look at you dead in the eye. Telling you that.
Don't blink.
Confidently, I'm going to rape you confidence with people around.
To be fair, that's exactly what happened. He was walking while people were saying that to him in prison at 11:28 in the morning.
So that would never happen in a prison. You can't be walking about.
So what, he was just walking about and then they said, yeah.
Yeah, like a bunch of people were like, I'm going to fuck you in the ass.
Lit.
When you say a bunch of people, so was it like a gang rape in prison?
That's the thing. It doesn't specify, but apparently there's quite a few. I doubt
that actually even happens in real prisons.
Well, you don't think this is a real prison?
Seriously, like
niggas out here.
Like
you must be horny. Like for a straight nigga to just like thinking to look at another nigga and be like, yo,
that ass tight.
Yeah, that ass looks lit. For a straight nigga to convert nigga. That quickly?
In prison, I think they just see a hole as a hole.
Okay, wait a minute. You telling me that you convert?
I wouldn't convert, but I've seen a couple of videos where they just create this own thing.
Bro, what kind of videos
do you watch?
I have to prepare for the worst as a black man. You never know.
You're in Britain, mate. This don't happen.
First of all, Jordan, you like skin. If you ended up in prison, you are definitely first day, first hour, first minute.
They're turning that ass out.
Yep, definitely. They're going to stretch you out, open you up.
I ain't letting it go. These cheeks are not being spread. Ain't nobody clapping.
And funny thing is, you got no hair in your ass. That makes you much more easy.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I do.
Oh, Jordan's a hairy man. Jordan's a hairy man.
That's the Asian in me.
Oh, girl.
Jordan's a hairy boy.
Man, I don't want... Come. I know I remember...
Like, Jordan, you're actually showing your ass right now.
Your crack is different. Wow. You want to touch? No, I definitely don't want to touch it. Oh!
Do you have, like, blue up your crack? Like, the top of your crack? Do you have blue there?
Blue?
Yeah. Cause
what the fuck?
No, Zara's, like, all the mixed race children she sees in nursery, they've all got, like, blue... Like, Nia's got it as well. Like, it was like a weird blue thing on the skin. It's
probably a vein, babe.
I don't know. It's weird. She said that all the mixed race people all the mixed race kids she sees in nursery have it. So I was like, that's a bit weird.
We're not going to do is change this debate. we're not going to be talking about babies, but that's what we're not going to do. You need to talk to your missus, boo. That does not sound healthy.
Does she only look after the mixed race ones?
No.
Does she neglect the black and white?
Nah. She got a little much.
You're getting deep. That's too deep. Yo.
Trying to throw some people on buses.
No. You're not finna get her fired because of that. Don't do that.
They don't even know who she is.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Never mind. It doesn't matter. He didn't name her, though.
Cool. I did drop her name.
See? You just fucked up.
You better cut that part out.
Yeah. It ain't up yet, son.
Yeah.
Back to escapes. Man is cold, you know.
If you were in prison,
yeah.
How would you escape?
Oh God, I don't know. Cause I'm too ugly to flirt with anyone.
What?
Yeah, like I'm not like, you know, to be flirtatious to the guards and try and seduce them. You know what I mean? I'm not that level
you're
of.
You're gonna have.
I think they'd have a piece of you.
No.
You said is it okay?
Right. You know, women women.
Think you definitely fuck with freedom.
This is not. This is not 1800.
I think they definitely give it to you.
I definitely take it.
Women prison have women guards. They don't have men.
Yeah, you watch Orange Is the New Black.
Yeah. It's a TV show, dude.
Based on true life.
Wait a minute.
So they pop pussy that much in?
Hell yeah.
No,
they've got woman guards in them.
Wait a minute. That means that someone will have to sit on my face. No, that's not gonna happen. Nope.
Wait, so you're gonna be sitting on other people's faces?
No, that's definitely going.
I think you'll find a nice petite one and like pick them up.
I don't wanna do that. You look like it's type. Not for you look me. Like,
come in.
No, God. Mm-mm. You spread think because I got a very smooth jazz voice?
Shut up.
Fuck me.
This is smooth jazz. Yeah.
Alright, so oh my god. Alright. Just off one time code, look at the freaking okay. So at 2 or 3 PM, so in the afternoon, he's dodging shankings.
Wow.
Just to clarify, this is like on a daily basis. So this is him telling you on a daily basis what he's doing. And then at 2:58 PM, a couple minutes after the shanking.
So, did he escape and then
interview? So he did escape, and then this is all like what he said after he got caught.
So he was like, this is why.
Yeah. Okay. I'm getting to the crazy bit where he actually said, fuck it, I'm escaping.
Okay, man.
So after the shank, after being threatened with anal rape, dodging shankings. So at 2:58 PM, this is quote from him. Received aggressive anal penetration.
Wow.
This is quoted from him. He used the word aggressive. Yes.
So he fought for his life.
I'm telling you.
So just
and they penetrated.
Aggressively.
Hard.
Cool.
Wow.
So they gave him plenty of warning, to be honest. They told him at 11.
Yeah.
They did it at 2, maybe 2 to 3. Mm-hmm. They said that they did it. And this on a daily basis, basically. That's to the point where he had it timed.
Wow. That's legit.
Now, here's the twist. So, 2:58 is when he was being aggressively fucked in the arse. At 3 o'clock, he goes to visit his mom and friends at a visiting area.
Oh, my God.
So, just to clarify this for you.
He got fucked and he has to see his mom.
Yes, but the timing.
Yeah.
2:58 PM.
Yeah.
He gets fucked in the ass.
Yeah.
3 o'clock PM. He goes to visit his mom and friends.
Yeah. So
was he annoyed because it came between him and seeing his family?
No. Is that what you're getting out of this? That's what I'm saying.
Like, wait a minute. No. Basically,
he didn't get the anal, and he had to come and see his mom.
No, he got the anal.
He got the anal.
And then like, and then right after. That 45 minutes, you went and got saw his mother.
No, listen.
So he got his anal. He got his mum. But he's got a problem.
What do you mean he's got a problem?
So what's going on?
You're confused, babe.
Listen. I'll read the last two time codes for you so you can get it.
Okay.
2:58 PM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got his anal pounded.
He got his anal, his ass fudged aggressively.
Say fuck. And then not fudged.
3.
Say fuck.
Oh, did I say fudge?
Yeah.
What's the habit now? Fucked.
Yeah.
And then 3 o'clock, he goes to visit his mom.
3 o'clock PM.
He got a 2 minute pounding.
Connect it.
So 45 minutes space.
That ain't 45 minutes.
It's 2 minutes.
Yes.
Shit, nigga, your maths.
It's 2 minutes.
I did.
That's what I was like. What are you talking about?
In my head, I think I heard 2:15.
In her head,
because that's why I'm like 45 minutes. That's 45. What was the time?
258.
Yeah, and then PM. We
anal
pounding. Okay, I got it.
3 o'clock, he went to see his mom.
And some friends.
45 minutes?
I wish you saw that look Jordan just did. Fuck, you know.
Bitch, I almost choked on my drink. The fuck? I'm smart. To an extent.
To an extent.
This is smooth jazz.
Can you shout for the smooth jazz?
No, but my voice is actually... Listen!
Really? 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 Really?
Listen. Like, okay, first of all... Fuck you.
You're going to have to rearrange the setup. It can hear you. Perfectly fine. I swear to you.
Yeah, but I just feel like Nolly is just in the mic. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm on the side and then she's there.
Because you're a side nigga. That's why. That's what you're good for.
No, both of you didn't grow at all the levels.
Okay. Okay.
Don't make me come for you, because I got time today.
Jesus Christ.
You got no time today, boo. Time today. You won't fight me.
Listen.
Hey.
Just so you guys know, someone's about to get alien fucked right now. I don't know who's getting it. I had them two.
This is most
jam. Jesus Christ.
Go when you say it.
This is Smooth Jazz Radio.
This ain't what's it called? ASMR? What the fuck that thing is?
What?
ASMR, whatever it is. What are you doing, Jordan?
Do you know what they usually do?
Tell me what happens next.
All right, listen.
Do you know what they usually do? They usually make like these sounds like...
I wish you could see
your
mouth right now.
I don't want to.
You just nasty.
I'm just feeling.
He loves my mouth. He wants to know what I can do with it.
Andrew, can you continue? Thanks.
I will. Thank you very much. So, just to clarify, this guy's arse was that good that you could nut off a couple of people in two in a minute flat.
So what happened after he met his parents?
Were you that guy?
What?
Anywho. Them cheeks be slapping. You know what I mean?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Who knows? Who knows? Look, this is what I'm saying.
You tired? Pass your bedtime.
My eye was itchy, man. Relax. My eye was a bit itchy.
Right, listen. If you're getting anal fucked in prison, I'm sure they're not letting you go till they're not. Can we agree with that?
Yeah.
Right? So for a guy to go at 2:58, they fuck me in the ass, and at 3 o'clock I'm sitting there with my mum and dad, my mum and friends talking to them.
Oh, you must have.
How good is that ass?
Yeah.
That he will rock your world in 1 minute, and then the other minute,
he's
just getting changed, getting ready to go to see his mum. How good is that ass?
That's a rock hard ass right there. That's a really great ass. Luminous.
That every time I read, I'm like,
yeah, he's thinking about us now.
What?
That's disgusting.
Yeah, he's thinking about Ingo.
Because you want to know what's more disgusting? Because when you said they do it until they bust, so he's just sitting there speaking to his mom, just
with come
inside his ass. I never thought of that.
That's nasty. How did you got your mind is dirty, nigga.
I never thought of that.
I was the only one thinking that. I'm sick. You know what I mean?
Your mind is disgusting.
That's the topic.
Talking to your mom right now, and you got some cum up in your ass. Girl.
I never thought of that. That's insane. That's actually true, you know.
Nah, Jordan, you kill your mind. You need Jesus. You need Jesus. All
right. After this, I do. Definitely. You need Jesus. I need cleansing.
Yeah. That's the first thing you bloody thought about. Jesus.
You guys are talking about anal fucking.
It happens!
We never connected a mother with cum before. We never made that, you know, that correlation, but you did.
Even me research.
It's in the story.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I'm listening, but.
Yeah, after, no, 2:58,
yeah.
He gets fucked.
Yeah.
Three, he sits down with his mom.
Yeah.
And you just said, he
He's hard.
Like, yeah, you don't stop until you bust.
Basically.
So I'm thinking, okay, so he's there sitting with a cummy bum. Talking to his mom.
Cummy bum, Jesus, man.
I really wonder how good anal is. Like, I'm curious.
Try out then, innit?
I don't want to. I'm just curious.
Ask around then, innit? You know some people, don't you?
I know you.
What? I don't take the cut of yours, so how am I going to tell you?
So you've never?
What, taking a dick up my ass?
No, I'm talking about, have you ever had anal sex? Put your dick in an ass.
I thought you wanted Andrew to put his dick in your ass.
Oh, fuck no. Ew, I think no. That,
I was wondering, why did you
No.
I'm sure you have a dildo she could use.
Huh? I don't have a dildo.
What the fuck?
You know you do that.
No, what are you
Do you own one? Huh? You own one?
I don't own a dildo.
Oh, I'm just asking, do you own one?
I don't want.
Have you got one?
No, but oh. we can get one if he wants one.
I don't want a dildo.
That's what friends are for, innit?
You can raise a GoFundMe.
Yeah, trust me.
Fuck you.
Lolly's massive black dildo.
I'm pretty sure dildos cost about £30. I'm not that broke.
Yeah, we can get it quick then, innit? A GoFundMe. Yeah.
We can go central and go get
one. Alright, let's go then.
There's one next to where I used to work.
See, he knows.
There's a massive sex shop where I used to work.
He likes up pegging. Up in
Central, next to...
He likes pegging. Do you know what pegging is?
The gay bit is?
Do you know what pegging is? Yeah, that's what he likes. I don't know what
pegging
is.
Explain.
You just lack up the bomb.
Yeah.
Is that what pegging is?
Yeah. So you'd get, like, your lady to wear a strap on.
Oh, my
and,
God. Oh, and then fuck me out of your ass.
Yeah. And she makes you a little bitch.
Is that what you like, too?
No. But I'm saying that's what he
If does. Someone said, if you were in a relationship, then he just said, look, Noddy, let's take it to the next level.
All right.
Fuck me, my bum. What would you do?
I don't know.
People have weird sexual fantasies.
First of all, I'll ask him, babe, why do you think you can take it up the bum? Have you taken it up the bum before?
Mm-hmm.
You have? With whom?
Wait, you're seeing me.
You're role playing, bitch. Oh, it's a role playing. Yeah, game to it.
Because you're saying that you could take it off the bum before.
I'm saying, as in, like, I'm listening. So
no, I'll
so
ask
you,
them.
You want me to be a
yeah? I'll first of all, I'll Nolly, be curious.
I want you to fuck me up my bum.
Oh, is that? Oh my god, you give me the Polish accent right there. Oh my god, babe. Why do you want to take it up the bum? Why do you want to strap on up in there?
Just need it.
Have you had it in you before?
No.
You see, I can't do this. No way.
It's either you do it or you don't do it. You thought I was going to make it easy for you?
Yeah.
Give me a couple answers, no?
Yeah, No. Nah, I'll actually slightly question your sexuality then.
Why?
I'll question it.
But that's your partner.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to love him less, but I'll just question it. It's like, why do you feel the need?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because you can't just say, because I do.
Andrew?
Yep.
Do you know where the male G-spot is?
No.
Oh yeah, it is up. Yeah. I heard about that. This is up in your because you know some men can actually come, you know, through the anus.
Yeah, I've seen that on, like, what's it called?
Not all men.
Some it's doctors like say that. Like, they just stick a finger up the ass.
Yeah, and then just
and then you just come.
Yeah, automatically without.
Yeah, these are like doctors saying this, like some shows watching. Some medical show.
Literally. Yeah, they just lube up the finger.
Okay.
And, yeah. I thought that was quite cool. Interesting stuff.
I just want to remind you guys, this is meant to be a podcast, a skate podcast, where we're talking about a bunch of crazy nonsense.
Go on.
All right, so we get to the escape now.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do this all off memory because I've read this thing quite a lot of time.
All right, go on.
So this is what happens. The guy's prison has 4 fences. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So after the meeting with his mum and his friends rush into the prison with a massive 4, no, what's it like a massive truck. You know, one of those trucks that used to carry cement and all that bullshit.
Yeah, the big ones with the rolling. Yeah,
bang through all four gates. Mm-hmm. The two friends were in there. Mm-hmm. The mom follows with her jeep, with her car in the back. They're rushing, guns are blazing. Start firing at the two state the guard post. Bam, 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 bam. The mom opens the door. The kid runs over, gets a shotgun, shoots at the guards. They both duck out. All of them duck out in the car, leaving the truck there. Mm. They drive, drive, drive. They split up. The two friends get cool later on. Mm. The mom and son get cool right there. And that's how they cool.
Okay.
That was so anticlimactic.
It was anticlimactic?
Yeah.
It was very...
I was expecting something more...
interesting.
The
life was the more interesting bit for this story than
the life.
Yeah,
well, him in prison.
The most
was more
interesting about this was the fact that he got fucked, and then 2 seconds later, two minutes later, he saw his mother.
Mm. Basically, just the little thing at the end.
Yeah, but,
when they caught the mom.
Yeah, they caught
the mom.
I don't think I was even listening. How did he escape?
The mum and two friends
yeah.
smashed through four gates with a massive dump truck.
Yeah.
The mum was following them with a car.
Yeah.
They all, like, the friends started shooting at the guards. Uh-huh. The guy got a shotgun, shot everyone else. They both got in the mum's car, drove off to a petrol station, split up, two friends left. Mum and son stayed there, about to leave, got caught. The two friends go cool, like a couple, like an hour or something later, and then boom, jail.
Hmm. Oh, just cause of destruction.
Could ya?
Yeah, probably cause of destruction. And plan it out and just like sneak out with like laundry or something. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like in the old movies, something like that, something low key.
Just a little extra. The mom flipped on the son when they both got cool,
so
she can get less time.
As I was saying, that's what I'll probably do. Probably get some.
How do you not care about
I'll that? Probably spread like gossip. You know what I mean? Like the two biggest guys there. Like he said, your dick smells. And I'll say, yeah, he said that, you know, you need to use deodorant more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then they'll probably fight. And then, but I'll do it around the same time that laundry is like leaving the prison or something
Yeah,
and then the police guys are obviously going to go there and try and sort that out because they're two big guys. And it's not going to be one, not policeman. It's not going to be one or two officers. It's going to be the whole lot. It's going to be the shabam.
Mm.
Because as soon as one fight starts, everybody's fighting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to sneak my way out.
Mm-hmm.
Get into the laundry thing, and jiggy the basket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm outie. Simple. You know what I mean?
How would you want?
Is that how you'd escape prison?
Duh.
I don't think that would work.
Bitch! I didn't ask you. Okay? Don't destroy me dreams.
That ain't gonna work. So you're planning on doing... what, saying someone stinks?
Well, I'm not. I just said gossip. I just made a very bad example. I'll just probably...
I'll get to know both of them.
Why
don't you give us a good example?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, like... I don't know, like... Like, said that your mama's fat or some shit. Because people are very protective of their mamas, so...
So you're going to go and say someone, yeah, your mom's fat.
No, like... I'll say, wait a minute. I'll probably like, go...
Yeah. I want war.
No, that's I'll it. Probably go on
niggas
big... listen, nice. Shut the fuck up and listen to
niggas
me.
Niggas go
okay?
Nig.
All right, the first big dude, I'll tell him, yo, second big dude said that your mom is fat.
Wait. But you're a woman. What dude are you...
Oh, right. Yeah, I am.
Did you forget?
I forgot.
She forgot she was a woman.
Ah, damn it. To have a pussy.
So what are you going to do then?
Yeah.
In a woman's show
In
now.
A woman's show, what are you going to do?
I'll probably do the exact same goddamn thing. Like, yo, bitch, listen what to that hoe said about you. She said that your weave stank. And I go to that other bitch. Is like, yo,
I I don't think you're gonna have what you.
Oh my god, you guys are actually like drink. You know, I'm done. I'm just gonna shut up because you're just trifling.
Ah, fine. Jordan, give me yours.
How I would break out of prison.
Yeah, fam.
He's probably gonna say do some karate shit, but you can't even lift his leg up. That's my big daddy's sex to me.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. If I'm honest, I don't know how I would break out of prison.
Yeah, because you're stupid. You wouldn't figure it out.
Coming from someone who doesn't even know.
Oh, God.
But it's not that easy. Like, you think, what, my mom's going to come and crash through the gates and say, yeah, son, get in.
Can you imagine?
You know what I mean?
There has to be,
needs to be security. Well planned. Like, you see El Chapo.
Yeah.
He didn't just escape through the front door.
Right.
Niggas were building a tunnel.
I like his two escapes. I might put him on the list. I like his two escapes. It's a bit.
I thought he was going to say he's going to bring him into his podcast.
Jump to call him. Like, shit. We could have a little phone call with
him. Imagine actually having that much power that people actually dig.
Come and get you.
And they are digging holes underground.
You need to have a lot of money for that.
You know what I mean? Like, big top of billions on billions.
Exactly. And that's the thing. You can't just escape prison.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. I've got plenty of stories of people just escaping. Just walking out of prison.
What, just walk out?
Yeah, there's one of them where... you know, I'm just going to...
What, any in 2018?
Yeah, loads.
In 2018.
Have you heard of the stuff going on in South Africa right now? Your own country?
South Africa?
Yeah.
Well, that's a different story.
Listen, do you know
who's escaping? Black people or white people are escaping?
Black.
Yeah.
No, honestly, if you're white,
you're in there forever.
Oh, girl.
If you're black, I'll just say, bro... Can I leave? It'll be the year ago.
Oh, girl. I feel sorry for any white person in prison in South Africa. Oh, girl.
Do you know what's going on?
Oh, shame. You will be... Oh, your ass by the end. Oh, shame. You'll be red and blue.
It's basically reverse racism.
Dude, I've heard of all the...
That does not exist. Let's start off that. That does not... Never say that word again.
Racism is racism, dude. There's not such thing as reverse.
Oh, sorry. It's... You know... Oh, sorry. Not like that. It's as if... You know how the white people treated the black people?
Yeah.
It's basically reverse on that. That's what I mean.
Yes, I know what you mean, but reverse it.
Sorry, it's not like that. That's what I meant. Reverse.
Like, all I've heard from South Africa lately is all the heists that's going on and all the escapes.
Yeah.
Like, they are insane. I think they did as four every hour thing.
Four escapes.
No, four escapes. These are heists. Like, do you know those trucks that they move money in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those get robbed.
Oh yeah, they do.
Insane, like explosives, boom, guns. Like, they're robbing them like mad in South Africa right now. Like, it's insane.
Maybe we should go to South Africa.
Yeah,
sure. Make a quick.
Like, yo, it's a lot of money. Like, apparently they're like, cause like something with construction. So there's a lot of explosives lying around that people just sell on the black market, and then they just use them to rob. So that with the escapes, insane. Oh, you tired? And you want to go out clubbing? Look at you.
I'm not going to go clubbing, okay?
Where are you going? You're going to jump in the ball pit.
Yeah. I'm going to be
it's like we're out here being 5 years old again.
What's the time?
It's
11 o'clock. Yeah, it's fine.
Fudge, we late. What are we running on? We are like 38 minutes right now.
We're on 38 minutes.
Just so you know, this podcast is filled with a lot of tangents. A lot of tangents.
You've got to edit this shit as well.
Nah, I'm leaving all this shit in. This will be episode 2. I'm leaving all this shit in. This could be the episode 2 for it.
Episode 2.
I did like one escape, but hey.
Pop that pussy. Pop that pussy.
How's episode 1?
Episode 1 was with Nancy. Mm-hmm. So we did like...
So not that good.
She actually listened when I told her this stuff.
First of all, don't talk about Nancy like that, you little bitch. She's a cool cat.
Coming from you.
Shut up.
Do you want to tell you the escape that I told Nancy?
You're listening to...
Alright, so... This guy in America, he was known for robbing, like, all the banks in his time, during 1986.
Okay.
Right? So, when he got caught the first time, he walked out of the prison by going through the air ducts.
Alright.
Right? So, when he got caught, they quoted him as saying that escape didn't have enough balls in it. That's why he failed.
I like balls.
So, his second attempt... This is what he did.
All right.
Are you trying to do SMR again?
I don't know. Nolly being nolly.
Don't name me. What the hell? People bad name know. Dropping. Don't name me. Yo. Yeah. So I was at. Never mind. I was going to say
everyone
something.
Everyone knows her voice anyway.
I'm literally going to say, yo, my name's not Lonnie. My name's Egg on
yo,
Bread.
Yo, 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 yo. What's good? What's good? What's good? You know the most funny, it's James here.
You know the
bitch.
Most funny thing is here?
What?
Obviously, who runs a podcast here?
Me.
So when everyone knows it's Andrew, who they going to associate Andrew with? Well, other friends does nigga have?
Oh, thanks.
Oh, thanks. Rah. He's got that white guy.
Shut up, man.
What was his name? Jake?
Jack.
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 Man, Jake, wait, Jack, it's all the same. Jake, Jack, Josh, same this thing.
Andrew. Andrew.
Bitch, say it. Say what you need to say.
Jake, Jack, fuck? John is told the same thing.
Andrew. Please continue.
So, you know how in prison you get like get cigarettes possible. Or like...
There is that thing I can't do. Do-go-do-go-do. Only one is on my way.
I'm losing bare people watching, listening now. I'm losing so many people right now. Anymore, just flipped around.
I know you wanted to say something, but ooh. You do. Yeah, you. I could tell.
Yeah, sorry. Andrew, continue.
Oh, well, thank you very much. So, basically, do you know how in prison, like, you get, like, cigarettes?
Yeah.
So, he basically, and don't try this at home. So, he took the buds from the cigarettes, you know, the white bits, the filters.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He put them in water,
mm-hmm.
let them soak overnight,
mm-hmm.
and it became toxic water, basically. So, he drank it,
mm-hmm.
ran 3 miles around the prison yard, came back and drank the rest, which gave him a fucking heart attack. So, when he got a heart attack, which he was trying to obviously cause so that he can escape prison, they took him to the hospital,
mm-hmm.
where two of his boys, strapped up, loaded, ready, mm-hmm. rushed him, shot, grabbed him, and took him to the Philippines.
Wait a minute. Ooh. Wait
so
a minute.
On holiday.
Fam, it ain't even over yet. After this, come on.
Wait a minute. What if he died after drinking?
Listen,
that?
Did you hear me when I said this guy said his first attempt didn't have enough balls in it, so he added more balls. That's why he drank poison.
That's too many balls.
That's not. Listen, that's the right amount for him.
Andrew.
Yes.
Continue.
Do you like it when someone swallow your balls?
Yes.
Fam fam.
Do ya? How does fam. It feel like? How does it feel like?
It just
what you
feels
mean?
Like all like your bam, power, bam. Like your whole.
Oh my god.
Wait, your
god,
whole
is this really that good? Like you didn't have to say anything. You just showed me. He's just like nolly, like it's just boom, in it. That's
all
it.
All I just heard was your whole power and
like your whole soul.
Mm.
So like it's like I'm not gonna do it because
well, I didn't see it properly.
No, because so you know.
How'd you do it?
No,
what's that? What's in your hand?
That's the dick. Right.
That's the dick.
The balls are there.
Yeah, and then go.
I can't do it with a straight face. I can't.
Nolly's showing us how she sucks balls.
I don't do that. I'm
have
a very.
Been, have you
I'm a very good girl.
I still don't know if
you have you touched balls? Have you touched balls?
I'm a very good girl.
No, answer the question.
I'm going to have kids one day and a husband.
Okay.
Don't want them knowing anything about this life. All right?
You ain't about it.
Okay.
You got that right.
All
right.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so, after he went to the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
this man is quoted as saying,
mm-hmm.
not even quoted as saying, but he came back to the US
mm-hmm.
occasionally to rob banks and then go back to the Philippines. So after he escaped,
mm-hmm.
he chilled himself in the Philippines. And then for holidays,
mm-hmm.
he went to the US to rob banks and then went back.
Oh, that's lit.
So this is what this guy did. Till he was caught again and then he died in prison.
So how long did he rob banks for?
Wait a minute, is this all real?
Yeah, none of this is fake. Everything I'm telling you is real. All of this happened. The mom happened. The anal thing actually happened. All of this is the news. You can search. All of this happened.
The guy with the anal thing, is he still alive?
I think so, yeah.
You want to talk to him, really?
He was in prison for like 20 years, so...
You want to see his...
Yeah, armed robbery. But he had to be like, tap. Wait.
Let me see your watch.
Oh,
no, you need to take it off. I just want to see it.
So, yeah. Oh, we got through two escapes.
Wow, thank God. It's
nice. Two escapes.
Yeah, we actually did two escapes. But, yeah. So, this is the podcast, guys.
So, how do you end yours?
I normally say bye. See you guys next time.
Can't possible.
No, to end it for me. How would Andrew end it?
Yeah, because he grunts a lot. Oh my God, you guys don't understand.
What's wrong with my
grunting? Whenever you call this guy, yeah, on the phone, he grunts as if like he's actually having an orgasm.
What?
Yeah. Right. I'm at home. Come through.
Like literally.
That sounded pretty good.
Yeah, I agree.
No, but seriously, it's disgusting.
Oh, thanks.
But how I will end it is like, thanks guys for listening. It's been nice chatting and all that. I've got my guests here. They're about to go home. They're starving and I'm not going to feed them. So they're going to get out of here. I've got Andrew and Jordan. Jordan, say bye.
I'm supposed to
do that outro as you put Andrew. Oh, no, it's myself. Oh, okay.
Alright. I don't know what to say about that.
Stop laughing. That's how you talk, though.
Alright then. Guys. Nerdy stuff. Geeky stuff. Batman.
You'd probably be like. Do you still do NVO?
Nah. Possible now. Possible. Possible Studios.
Possible.
Yeah.
Possible.
How do you say? Possible. Whatever you
Possible.
Say. I didn't know that's what.
Possible.
Possible.
Fucking hell,
go ahead, say it.
You said possible, didn't he?
There you possible. Go. Possible.
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 Yeah. What the hell?
Fuck it. What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to do your outro.
Go for it.
Hey guys, it's Andrew. Signing out now. Take care. Peace.
That's too lame. That was so lame. What the fuck? That was lame. What?
Molly, give another go then, innit?
No, I'm joking. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening to today's podcast.
No, that sounds too formal.
I don't. What the fuck? What are you meant to say then?
Right now, like something.
I deuces niggas back.
Bless.
Like.